Blog Talk Radio.
We are the world. I have to bring Dr. King in because Dr. King is the voice of Black America. Dr. King is our spiritual brother, bringing us back to equality. Stand up, get up, and fight. Tonight, this is Divine Word. And the divine word is get up and stand up and be a man and a woman for God. I want to share with you tonight the word. We're in revival all the week. And it's a Thursday divine word. You might say, Bishop, what is the divine word? I'm going to give you divine word tonight. But I want you to understand what the divine word is. A divine word is from God. And every word God said is divine. And when you understand a divine word come from the master, come from the gods. Now, I had some call ask me what happened in Florida. And the lady wanted me to explain what happened in Florida. I got enough time tonight to explain what happened in Florida. Well, you might understand how God operates. Some of you feel that you can do anything, you get by with it. But God is the God of judgment. He said the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. And they said, whatever you sow, you're going to reap it. Now, I always talk about plant a seed, sow a seed, where you can reap the harvest. And I was told by my grandmother that when you plant seeds, you're going to receive a harvest, okay? What I'm saying to you tonight, if you got to need plant a seed, and I'm praying for you especially, April, I pick your spirit up. Tonight, I'm praying for you, and I'm going to tell you things going to be all right because I'm going to take care of that for you. Brother Cook, things going to be all right for you. And Jerry, I was thinking about what you said, and you did right, Jerry. Sometimes you have to just go on and do something, don't let anybody know what you're doing. Because if you put money in their hands, they will go do something elsewhere. But if you do it from the will of God, I got a lot to talk about tonight, both in our service. I got a word for you tonight, and that word will break yoke and will heal you. You know, I want to tell Sister Lisa, I picked up the spirit of April, and I just seen that my heart got hit because she was going through so much. But I dismissed the witchcraft and the death spirit been sent to her in order to let confusion in her family. I'm going to take care of that personally, because when God show you something, you got to administer. If God show you somebody home, you got to feed them. If God show you somebody ain't got no clothes, you got to give them clothes. If you got a need, you plant a seed, okay? You say, I'm getting all my suits out. Why are you getting your suit? Because God going to give me some more. The young man got a house. He worked hard. He got a house. And he gave his house to his mother. They said, his friends, why you gave your mother that house? Because I gave her that house because God's going to give me a mention. See, when you plant that seed of love, love coming back. Plant that seed of joy, joy coming back. When you plant that seed of happiness, seed is coming back. The harvest are plenty, but the labors are few. And if you be a laborer in the vineyard, God gonna bless you. I want you to get ready tonight to take you to another level. I want to get ready tonight to tell you to a divine word. And the divine word is from God. And when I say divine, I'm talking about from God. I'm not talking about your husband, your wife, your child. I'm talking about from God. When you get a divine law from God, good God Almighty, I see God touching somebody as I speak right now. And I see the answers coming. I got a lot to talk about tonight, but I want you to get ready for the word. I want you to get ready for God to open the stuff up for you. Now, I'm going to get it to you, too. And I don't know, Jerry, did I give you one? It says, Dr. Martin Luther King, Trillion Dollar Flow, Financial Blessing, Money Miracle, Exodus 14:14. And then it got the number 515-605-9890. Pass that number on to somebody. You know, I want to tell you right now, we're in the midst of heavy witchcraft. We're in the midst of evil. Have turned minds about the young folks around. They got pills that look like candy to be given to kids in grammar school. The principal has to say, I need something in there with the kids. OD, I can give them a shot. They'll come out. So you know the devil is busy on our youth. And you got to understand, when Moses was born, they put out a hit on all the male children. But when Jesus was born, they put a hit out on all the male children. So the devil trying to get out of you. He said, well, it ain't coming to me. But you got to understand, God is doing that way. Now, this is what I want to say tonight. I heard Dr. King was saying that we can't stop. And the lady asked me, the bishop, I look forward to listening to Dr. King every night. Dr. King is our conscience of reality. Dr. King died trying to feed the homeless, clothes, and the naked. Trying to bring us up to the level. Dr. King was our Moses. Dr. King was our Abraham. Dr. King was our Isaac, our Jacob, our ancestor. And Dr. King was a prophet before his time. Amen, amen. Pray for you tonight that you all crossed up and you messed up. And before I bring the word, I promise Carolyn, I would tell her about what's happening in Florida. Somebody said, the bishop, you prophesied that was coming 2 months ago. And I know I got a testimony. I'm going to get a testimony on what I prophesied 2 months ago. I think Jerry was listening to me, and I think Pearl listened to me prophesying, and I know Mary Hawkins listened to me prophesied that the flood is going to come back to back, and people in Florida got to leave, and right now they got 100 some folks dead. They're still looking for some of them. Time to go. You got to go. You know, and you ain't got to listen to what the mayor, the governor, the president said. You got to listen to what God said. And as you listen to what God said, he's going to direct In all thy ways, acknowledge God. He will direct your path. Solomon said, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, and he will direct your path. And I want to tell you tonight, your path will be directed the right way. Do the right thing for the right reason. You're going to get the right result. Let me say it again. That's divine. Do the right thing for the right way. You get the right result. Well, let me say it again. You do the right thing for the right reason. You're going to get the right result. When you do the right thing for the right reason, the angels and God are going to be with you. Things will open up. You know, I intend to get to see you, Bailey, but I'm going to see you early in the morning. I'm going to go out to see you because I understand the devil trying to stop you from your finance. Exodus, I want you to put this down. Write this down. Now, I told everybody, if you listen to me, I told you last night in our service, before I got started, I was going to bring apples, oranges, grapes, pineapple, and a coconut. Put it on your altar or bring it, go shopping and get it. Set it on your table. Bring it in your house for your house to be blessed. That's a divine word I'm giving you. Each one of those fruits means something. It means your healing, your deliverance. It means moving cancer, cataract, tumor. God can take nothing and make something. So the doctor said, I got to give you chemo. Chemo poison you. Okay. I'm going to give you radiation. Radiation burn you. Because I had one guy, he had radiation in his stomach. They gave him radiation, and when they cut it open, he died because the radiation had burnt all his intestines up. Sometimes you got to work on the inside and let God work for you. I say, I want to tell you, God is able to do anything but fear. Tonight, I want to share with you tonight. And Carolyn, this is for you, Sir Bishop. Tell me what happened to Florida. Why they said it ain't changed. Let me tell you something. A lot of these cities got a curse on them from the ancestors. Okay. Now, let me help y'all out. Y'all might not understand this. When they brought slaves over, Jerry, from Africa, they landed in Florida. They landed in North Carolina, South Carolina, all on that coast. What those people that was killed and murdered threw it in the water. That's where they landed at. Now, let me go a little deeper. When you talk about Florida, whole the state of Florida was Native American, was Indian. The army got together and killed all the Indians out. I'm telling you, look in your history, and killed them out. All they didn't kill, they put in the reservation. The blood is at the altar. And then they took Geronimo and the Indians, brought them from South Dakota, brought them from Arizona, and brought them down to Florida. And some of them died in Florida. So what happened, Florida was the point of mass murder. And the Bible said the wages of sin is death. You know, some of you, I don't believe that. You better look at what prayer do. People came over, they threw them on the river, they threw them in the ocean, they threw them, killed them, murdered. All that murder went on is crying out. Y'all don't hear me. Well, I'm going down a vacation. It didn't happen to me. If it happened, ancestors. It happened. Those people prayed. Them people was in tune with Mother Nature. They was in tune with the universe. And you notice, this is 2022. Things are coming out. 2020, the virus. And we just coming from the virus. Well, I said floods back to back. They want to say, well, it's global warming. Why is global? Because you're mistreating Mother Nature. You're messing with Mother Earth. You're messing with her. You're not cleaning her up. You're doing everything. Look at the sea, plastic everywhere. So what I want to say to you, Carolyn, I'll finish this here before I get into the service. The reason this stuff is happening, people got rich, and retired. We going down to Florida. They go down to, they don't know that what's in the elements, what's in the water. The water spoke out. The hurricane comes. The prayers of the righteous avail it much. Now, some of you, you don't understand what I'm saying. I'm saying God. I'm talking about the God of the wind, the God of the water, the God that controls the universe. Well, I'm going to sit and pray that it don't come. You can't pray because it's already been preordained by the Godhead. The wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. When they say move, if you're spiritual, you're going to get up out of there. If you think you can, you think because you got a car at home, you're going to watch over it, they're going to take you out. And right now, as I speak, they're going to find more people drowned, more people that they ain't found yet, but you'll see it on the knees. And I'm prophesying that. I prophesied first of the year, Jerry, that there will be floods in Florida, Texas, New Orleans. It ain't through, it ain't over yet. I'm going to say it again, back to back. My prophecy is we're going to have an early winter in the Midwest. Okay? When I say that, that's me quick, fast, and in the hurry. God is not through. It's time for us to repent. It's time for us to repent and know the word of God and know God will deliver us. And whatever we into, God going to do it. Now, what I'm saying, I'm going to say this here. Well, you can call me, and I'll tell you details. That whole Florida was controlled by Native America. They went in the jungle, killed them all. All they didn't kill, killed the babies, killed the children. And all that they didn't kill, they brought them, put them in concentration camps. And if you know the history, they took the Native Americans away from Arizona, away from South Dakota, and brought them down to Florida. Lied and said, we're going to put you on a reservation. But they lied, and they full of lies. So the lies is coming out. The flood, the storm. So when God hit you and said, I got to leave Florida, it's a reason. The ancestors, I say, are moving on truth. Let me ring my bell. The ancestor is moving on truth. So that's that. Now you can look up in the Bible. I can go toe to toe with the Bible and tell you all about why we having the problem we having. Right now, we're in the midst of a drug nation. Let me say drug nation. We got people, lawyers, doctors, and preachers on cocaine and trying to give you law, and they drug addicts, school teachers, doctors, policemen, killing, murder, because that evil, good God Almighty. I got to preach, but I got to give you this information. My prophecy is, right after this hurricane, it hit Florida, now it's hitting up around North Carolina, South Carolina. That was the drop-off part for the slaves. When they got the slaves from Africa, they dropped them off in Florida. They dropped them off in North Carolina. Some of them had to walk from North Carolina, Jerry, all the way to Mississippi on them farms. They were slaves. And these slaves, I got to tell the truth, these slaves made the South rich with cotton, corn, tobacco. They made, and sugarcane in Louisiana, tobacco in Virginia, and in Mississippi, they had cotton and corn. And the South didn't need the North. The war was all about. And lots of people was murdered. They, if you didn't go along with the program, they murdered you. Okay? And this is some of the comeback. When the soul is bad, we go there. You can't do nothing but let God have his way and pray that the truth will come out. And the truth got to come out, man. Woman, the truth got to come out. Now I want you to get ready tonight, and I want to share with you. If you got a need, plan to see, go to my website, thusseedabrahamyourstate.com, and you want to give, you want to plant a seed. I believe in seeding. Now, if you want to go to my Cash App, you go to the money sign and Bishop, and you go TT3T's, and you go to Cash App, and your donation, whatever you're going to give, the seed that you're going to plant. And I want to pray tonight before I get started for the seed that you, that God will put in your spirit tonight. God will put in your spirit to give. I want you to, I had you to bring the water the first night. The second night I told you to bring the fruit. The third night I want you to bring olive oil. Go buy some olive oil from the store and set it in your kitchen. Don't only just set it in your kitchen. If you obey the prophet, that all going to help you on down the road, okay? So that's what you got to do. You get ready, and God will open the door for you. Father God, I want to thank those that will go to PayPal, those will go to the seed evangelist and plant a seed of progress. A seed, they got a need, they plant a seed. They'll go to Cash App, and they'll go and plant that seed, which you put on their heart and their mind to give. If it's $100, $10, $1,000, whatever you put in their spirit, oh, glory, hallelujah, it's going to come back, shake down, press it together. And the Spirit said, this week, 100-fold. You got financial situation. It's the money tied up. I'm going to loosen that money up for you. It's the money you don't know coming. It's coming. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to get ready. Father God, we ask you to bless every giver, everyone that will see. If you got a need tonight, you may need to plant a seed for your son, for your daughter. You may need to plant a seed for your husband, your wife. Maybe you might need to plant a seed for the home. Whatever you got a need for, you plant that seed for it, and you call it out. I'm seeding for my miracle. I'm seeding for my trillion flow. I'm seeding for a break. And if you do that, good God Almighty, the word of God going to come back, not void. It's going to come back successful. It's going to come back here. See, Abraham had the seed. Isaac had the seed. Jacob had the seed. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego seeded prayer that we're not going to bow. But when they put him in the fire, God came in and made that air conditioner. Daniel in the lion's den. And then God closed up the lion's mouth. And because they seeded prayer, they seeded faith. Good God Almighty. Tonight, whatever you're going through, Kim, I'm praying for you too. And I'm praying for you, Sylvia. I put you in my spirit. It's going to be all right. It's a decision you got to make. If I'm going to keep my family, I'm going to stop drinking. If I keep my family, I'm going to get off this dope. I'm going to get off these pills. And I'm going to bring my family together. How you bring your family together? By prayer. Where you bring your family together? Hebrews 11:1, now faith is the something thing hoped for. I can't see it, but when you put that prayer out there, good God Almighty, it's coming quick, fast, and in a hurry. I'm praying, Jerry, for your brother. I'm praying because I see the devil want to take him out. But we're going to keep on praying. I want to tell you, Angela, I'm praying for your sister. Lord, I pick her up. She lost Angela. She lost. When I say lost, they lost out of the of God, out of God. Glory, hallelujah. I want you to get ready because Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, all through the South, things are happening. And we got young folks that in grammar school is drinking, is smoking dope, taking pills, sniffing glue. And we got to take charge of that. Tonight, I'm praying for you, you and you. Sister Queen, I'm praying for you. Sarah, I'm praying for you tonight, every letter, every telephone call. I want to send the spirit out, a Master Musa, the most richest black man in the world. Not Bill Gates. This is the richest man in the world, Master Musa. That's M-U-S-A, Master, M-A-S-T-E-R. Look him up. Google him. He's the richest man in the world, and he's a black man. Hello. And the reason I said put emphasis on that, because I want to let you know that you ain't got to live like a slum. You can have what you want. You name it, you can claim it, you can have it. Lord, hallelujah. I just feel that the angel this month is Raphael. And Raphael is the healing angel. I want to heal your mind. I want to heal your body. I want to heal your thought pattern. I want you to get ready for this revival. This revival over the internet we have. And, you know, people say they have revival. This revival, the name of this sermon tonight, stand up, step up, and listen to the divine word of God. Stand up, step up, and listen to the divine word of God. Abraham did it, Isaac, Jacob. Everybody that listened to God, it was a divine word. See, Pharaoh had to listen to the divine word that come out the mouth of Moses. And it was, let my people go. I'm praying for the people over in Kenya that's starving. I'm praying that the flood over in Iran. I'm praying that the upheaval and the murder is going on. But the divine word is, let my people go. Body, and I want to say to you, Satan, loose your hope. Loose your assignment over that man, over that woman, over that child, over that family. Loose your hope over that family. In the mighty name of Chata, in the name of the Almighty God, I decree right now the hope of Satan loose off of you right now. I'm going to get ready, get your Bible together very shortly. I don't know what God's going to tell me. I have no script in front of me, but I want to give you divine word tonight. And get your papers and get Sister Hawkins, God bless you. I'm ready for you to read the scripture, 100th number of Psalms you're going to read. And our word is coming from that. I don't know what God's going to give me, but will you read that, Sister Hawkins?
Yes. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord.
Stop right there.
All you
know. Right, well, hold it. Stop. Make a joyful noise unto God. That's what it said. Isn't that what it said? I want
yes.
you tonight to make a joyful noise. Don't be sad. The Lord, I thank you for my hearing. If people died in Florida, but somebody said, thank you, because I could see. God let you see what's going on. The Bible said in this 100 number Psalm, David said, make a joyful noise unto man, unto God. Read on.
Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing.
Stop there. You serve God, mm-hmm. God, with gladness. Come before him with thanksgiving. I want you tonight to begin to thank God. God, I thank you. I thank you for my help, for strength. I thank you for being what I want you to thank God like you know. Read on.
Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that had made us, and now we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into the gate with thanksgiving.
Hold on right there. Stop right there. Go back and read that again, because I want to emphasize that. Read that one more time.
Which one?
Well, he said we are his people.
Okay. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that has made us.
Stop right there. Hold it. Know that God is God. Don't let nobody fool you. Cars, homes, gonna pass away. In California, things break down. In some flood, there's an earthquake. But no, God is God, and we're subject to God. I'm not subject to nobody tonight but God. And once you understand that you're subject to God, you can get what you want. This is J. Miles Moses said, you can get what you want. And Prophet Johnson said, in all that way, acknowledge God. In all that way, acknowledge God and your ancestors, and you know that God will direct you. And we go back to David. He said, the Lord is my shepherd. So you got to rely tonight on God, not on man, not on the money you got in the bank, not on the car, the pretty dress you got, how good you look. Don't mean nothing. The dying let fly. Only what to do for God. Let read on.
Enter his gate with thanksgiving and into his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. Amen.
Amen. Now, I want to say this tonight. This is divine word. God is forever, the devil for a short time.
Yes.
But when you hook up with God, glory, hallelujah, it's forever. It's divine. Divine word is enter into God with praises. Divine word,
yeah.
God will keep you in perfect peace. God is a healer, not man. God is a deliverer, not man. God will give you what you want. But tonight, the divine word is come to God with praises. Praise him and thank him. You know, you got two loaves of bread on your hand, and you feel crying. You got two or three houses, and some people ain't got nowhere to sleep. You got money in the bank. I'm broke. Stop being so dangerous and plant a seed. Maybe you got a bunch of dresses. I'm talking to somebody. You got suit. You can't never wear them. Give them away. Go down on Skid Row. Or go somewhere and say, you see somebody say, I got a dress that look good on you, young lady. I want you to get in the spirit of planting a seed. See, you can plant a seed of money. You can plant a seed of clothes. You can plant a seed of love. Whatever you plant, when you plant that seed, it's going to come back. The harvest is going to come back. I know a man gave all his clothes away. You know, a guy called him and said, look, Reverend, I want you to come down because I want to buy you some suit. The Spirit told me last night to buy you some suit. He said, I ain't got but one. See, God will put somebody in your spirit, and God will tell them what to do. Whatever you do, I want to give a little light prophecy tonight. Now, when I give this prophecy for you, I'm going to tell you how I'm going to do this now. Your last number, whatever your last two numbers is, I might call your number if you're in another city, out of California or what. I'm gonna start with you, Brother Rome, in Los Angeles. God told me to prophesy to you, and I'm gonna give you a scripture. Saint Luke chapter 8, verse 22. And for this, God told me to tell you that just stay put. You'll finish school and you're gone. And you got to take your medical test where you can be a doctor, and you're going to be all right. Thank you, Cancer. I want to go to you, 3203. Proverbs 22, verse 1, and I want you to read Matthew chapter 5, verse 7. And I want to tell you, when I tell you, I'm talking to 3203, that whatever you need, God's going to give to you. I feel that that is a healing taking place around your knees, your ankles, around your joints. So you have to move around. I'm going to 8138, and I want to give you the scripture to read. I want you to read Psalm 47, Psalm 45, and Psalm 44. The Spirit said God is going to use you to bring your personal family together, but your brother going through something, and your sister's going through something, and some of your nieces going through something, but God's going to use you, bring them together, I should say. And I want to tell you, as I prophesied tonight, 100 number of Psalms. I want everybody to read the 100 number of Psalms. But this is what I want you to do tonight. Everybody listen. Go to the store, get you a bottle of virgin olive oil. Let me say it again. Virgin olive oil. And set it on your table or your dresser. And once you set it on your dresser and your table, and where you got your food, that some of you ain't getting none of it. But see, when you want a divine word, I'm giving you what God told me to tell you. You're going to be able to anoint your dough. You're going to be able to anoint your head, anoint your children. See, grandma and mama, grandma and them used to get oil and pray over it in whatever condition. You couldn't get to the hospital, because the hospital's 5 miles away, Jerry. Whatever wrong with you, you know, I know a lady broke her leg. Grandma got that oil and rubbed on her leg. And when she got to the doctor told her, say, he's healed. And what you do? She said, I just prayed for it. Prayer changes things. Let me tell you again. Prayer changes things. It works quick, fast, and in a hurry. But don't forget that everybody said, well, I want you to get ready for God. All this week, God, we've been Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and tomorrow, Friday. We're still in our miracle revival, and this is divine word tonight. And get up, stand up, and let the divine word illuminate you. I'm going to you, 21:17. You ain't been feeling that good. What I want to tell you, I want you to read Exodus 20, and I want you to read St. Luke 25, and I want you also to read, get ready for God to Psalm 17. And I want to share this with you. God said, peace. You done did your job, peace. But don't forget that if you got clothes that you need, just everybody. If you got some shoes, you know you ain't going to wear them. You got some dresses. Well, you're holding on to that stuff. Give it to somebody. I ain't talking about no Goodwill. Goodwill going to sell it. Give it to somebody you know that needs it. Tell a kid somewhere and say, this, if anybody needs it, they can get it. It can be a blessing when you plant that seed. Now, I'm going to you, 35:47. I want you to read Psalm 16 and Psalm 24. And Psalms 21. The Spirit told me to tell you peace. And what you ask God for this year, it's going to come. But next year, the finance will be like you want it. You'll be able to travel and do what you need to do. But the Spirit said, don't let nothing upset you. And I want to give you Exodus 23:20 and get. I want you to get 3 bottles of oil, olive oil. Spirit told me to direct you to get 3. Okay? 3 bottles of real olive oil. The Spirit directed me, told me to get 3. I'm going to tell you what to do with those 3 later on down the road. I share. I want to tell you 35:50, get ready. It's a little test, but everything going to go in your favor. I want you to read Psalm 15, Psalms 22, and Psalms 19. I want to tell you tonight, God is going to open up a financial door. It's been hid. The devil tried to take it, but the devil can't get it. God's going to get to you quick, fast, and in a hurry. I want to tell you 2020, Psalms 100, and Psalms 19. And God said, the trip that you're going on will be very successful for you. 30:30, I want to tell you that it's a total healing for you, body, mind, soul, and spirit. And as you anoint yourself with that olive oil, God's going to give you a divine blessing. Okay? I say. So get ready for God to move quick, fast, and he's going to move in a hurry. Some of you don't want him to move, but I just see God moving in a hurry. And when God moves, he opens up the door that need to be opened up, going to open up quick, fast, and in a hurry for you. 397, I want you to get 2 bottles of olive oil, okay? One is for your brother and the other for you. Get 3, because you need one personally. You need one in the house. And then you need one to do some stuff with. And the Spirit said for you to read Psalm 13, Psalm 44, and Psalm 61 and 41. It tells me to tell you there's a door going to open up for you. And that door going to open and you're going to get busy. There's no sign on earth that heaven cannot heal. I'm praying for the family that lost loved ones tonight. And I want to say to you, there's no sign on earth that heaven cannot heal. God is a healer. Glory, hallelujah. And I just feel tonight a certain kind of anointing. And as that anointing over, I want to tell you, Brother Joe, I want you to read and I want to read Psalm 59. And as you read that, there's revelation knowledge going to come to break the yoke off of you. And it's going to give you a divine way of healing. So sometimes you got to get ready for God to give you what he wants you to have. And tonight, I just want to say that to you. And if I didn't prophesy to you, raise your hand. I think there's so many people on here. I just want to tell you, I'm praying for the people down in Florida, those in North Carolina, those that lost loved ones, know the lost house. God going to store all of that back. Tell you, the spirit of divine word is true. The spirit of God will lift us up to another level. The spirit of God will give us a breakthrough tonight. And the spirit of God will open doors that close. The spirit of God will open it up. And whatever you need, I want to tell you tonight, God got what you need. I'm praying kind of special for somebody saying they need a spiritual breakthrough. And you can't do it by yourself. Sometimes you got to give it to God. And once you give it to God, you leave it alone. Okay? See, because I thank God for your anointing. A lot of people anointed. And God has already told you to hold up, because what belongs to you, the devil and the hell cannot have. God's going to give it to you, and God's going to give it to you quick, fast. And somebody's a bishop, I need it in a hurry. And God works in this spirit way. I want y'all to know that. And God knows your name. God knows where you're at. God knows what you need. And God knows how to get to you. When you can't get to yourself, God will get to you, and God will open up that door. You know, I really understand that what's going on in the world, God is still blessing. God is still giving us a breakthrough. Something about serving God. Something about the ancestors. I say. And I just feel a certain kind of way tonight that God is doing some things. You know, when you understand God and say, Lord, forgive me, sometimes you got to cry about it. Sometimes the Holy Spirit come upon you, you can't tell nobody. Sometimes you have to walk it off. Sometimes you have to get by yourself and let God bring you. Because we're the children of God. And we have to let God take care of us in a certain way. We have to ask God to deliver us because we are tired. But I want to tell you tonight, if God can't do it, it can't be done. Okay? So God will open up that door. When God opened up that door, and when God opened it, and God opened that door quick, fast, and somebody said, in a hurry.
That is a legacy to us. I'm proud to introduce tonight from Los Angeles area, all over this community, in the denominational choir of Los Angeles, in a medley of the work of the King. Thank you.
Brilliant.
Oh,
Thank you.